is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Alec Baldwin case dismissed. I'm Chuck Sievertson. A sudden, surprising, complete dismissal of the manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin in Santa Fe, New Mexico. This is in the fatal shooting of the head camera operator on the set of the movie Rust in 2021. The judge's ruling means the case cannot be tried again. The judge sent the jury home while she heard and considered a defense request for dismissal. One prosecutor resigned. Another took the stand to testify. Judge Mary Marlo Summers says she would not declare a mistrial.
The sanction of dismissal is the only warranted remedy. The jury has been sworn, jeopardy has attached, and a mistrial would not be based upon manifest necessity.
And of the prosecution?
Despite their repeated representations, they have continued to fail to disclose critical evidence to the defendant.
Attorney for the husband of the shooting victim, Helena Hutchins, says they look forward to a civil trial to hold Baldwin accountable. This is ABC News. Declared a state of emergency. Flooding and power outages are not the only thing Hurricane Beryl left behind when it barreled into Mexico and Texas 5 days ago.
Waters were already high south of the Texas border in Mexico after Tropical Storm Alberto. Then Hurricane Beryl brought water even higher in coastal lagoons. And as floodwaters entered cities, so did what lives in lagoons. Hundreds of crocodiles crawling through cities like Tampico, Ciudad Madero, and Altamira. About 200 crocs have been rounded up since Alberto in June. Hundreds more may now be out there. Mexico's environmental office noting receding water levels are likely to reveal more crocodiles. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Water levels are dropping in Vermont, which suffered severe flooding from the remnants of Hurricane Beryl. Two people died in the floods.
Most rivers are receding and no new flooding is expected.
Burlington Department of Public Safety Commissioner Jennifer Morrison. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit uline.com.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are Mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID cases are rising in central Wisconsin, but doctors say they're not alarmed. Melissa Kay explains.
Dr. Stephen Phillipson is an MD with Aspirus.
The good news about that is community transmission may be higher, but it's not impacting hospitalization, which means COVID is reverting to more of a disease like influenza, which can be deadly for some people, but not as deadly as it was when the pandemic first started.
Phillipson said that it's good to be aware and use protective measures when necessary. I'm Melissa Kay.
The Republican National Convention kicks off on Monday in Milwaukee. The four-day convention is expected to attract more than 50,000 visitors to Wisconsin's largest city. Republican Party leaders expect Donald Trump will make an appearance to accept the presidential nomination. Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week, over the air, and online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose the series to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Pirates 1-0 yesterday. Pittsburgh taking the series 2-1 and ending the Brewers winning streak at home. After winning the last 9 series at AmFam dating back to late April, the Pirates may have the hottest young pitcher in baseball right now, 22-year-old Paul Skeens, who threw a no-hitter for 7 innings, retiring the last 16 batters in a row. Pat Murphy says the kid made some adjustments to his game around the 3rd inning to keep batters guessing.
Well, he definitely adjusted. He realized where it was going. 63 pitches in 3 innings. He realized, okay, I got to do something a little different, and he did. And that's when you got to get hits off him. you know, credit to him. That was the story of the game. He was dynamite.
Christian Yelich went 0-for-4 at the plate, as some of Skeen's fastballs were clocked at over 100 miles per hour.
Yeah, I mean, to his credit, he started filling out the zone, and, you know, you got to make guys make decisions, and, you know, he did a good job going deep.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a low only in the upper 60s. For the weekend, partly sunny, a few storms, some could be strong, hot and humid with highs upper 80s to 90. After another warm day Monday and a chance of storms, temperatures cool considerably, 70s for highs for the rest of next week. We're sitting at 84
Jane
degrees
Matt
right
Mayer
now.
And Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Republican National Convention gets underway. We talked to Greg Treverton from National Security Leaders for America about the ramifications of a possible Trump second term.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt Nair on air.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who gives edible undies as gifts just because they taste good, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, Wisconsin, welcome. Welcome to Nightlight. With Pete Schwabba, I am your host, Conrad Krieger. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not right.
You got it right.
I'm your host, Pete Schwabba. You'd like that, wouldn't you, Conrad? He's been plotting my death. Going to ambush me somewhere. Great to have you with us. We are broadcasting live tonight, like we do every night, from City Deck Landing in beautiful downtown Green Bay, from our WGBW studios here at Civic Media. And I hope you are having a lovely night as we kick off another summer weekend in the state of summer. This is the best place to be, in my opinion, for the summer. And I hope whatever you're doing tonight, you're being safe and having a blast. We have a gelato place right next to our studio. And I have to say, it is very distracting because I had no idea. People are flocking to this place and emptying their pockets. There is a line. And I should probably shut the curtains, Conrad, because it's like people are walking by every second. And it's great to see so much activity. But yeah, it is distracting. I'm kind of a people watcher. But this is ridiculous. I haven't tried the gelato yet, though. Have you?
I've tried a smoothie there.
Okay.
It was pretty good.
That's not too far off.
I had a strawberry one.
Oh, yeah? Just strawberry?
Just strawberry.
Purist. Okay. Well done. I almost went to see Maxine today. I was going to come down to Green Bay a little early and see the film Maxine because it's playing in Marinette, as is Thelma. Those are two films I want to see. So those are on my agenda this weekend. I did not get down here. We did put the... This is a pretty exciting show, folks, because tonight... We've been talking a lot about the Hawktua girl, and if you don't know who that is, you should really Google her because she was being interviewed at, it looked like a rodeo or a tractor pull or something, and she was asked a question about, you know, how do you keep a man or how do you keep a man happy, and her quote was, you got a Hawktua on that thing. She is now a celebrity, and... Like is so often the case in America, something went viral and all of a sudden all the glommers have found her and are trying to make her a star and a brand. So the rumor is she's going to do stand-up comedy. Apparently, she's very likable. Have you heard any podcasts, Conrad? I know you're a fan of hers.
I believe she was on a Barstool podcast, and I just kind of watched a little couple clips about, like, the lies that have been told about her. I'm like, well, I don't really care.
Lies? How are there already lies about this? Happened, like, 2 weeks ago.
Well, supposedly, because she talked about her, what she called sugar. I forget what she, Pookie. That's what it was. She called her boyfriend Pookie.
Oh.
And the lie was that Pookie and her are still together.
But they're not?
They're not. Can you believe that?
Pookie dumped her after Haktua? Or she dumped
Pookie?
I don't know.
But I just,
you were kind of off there when you said sugar. Yeah. You went from Pookie to sugar.
I was thinking about How I Met Your Mother. And okay. They call, or Ted's mom calls him Sugar Pea.
Oh, that's very sweet. But she's famous now.
Yeah.
She, you know, to be in a relationship when you're, what is she, 22?
Yeah.
And I don't, there's a lot of stuff that happens. I don't understand how all of a sudden, okay, she did this. It went viral. Great. She seems like a nice girl. She probably had a couple drinks in her, whatever. But why do we have to have a reality show? Why does she have to do stand-up comedy? And I get that people want to grab onto their 15 minutes of fame. I get it. But stay in your wheelhouse, you know. Do Haktua when you introduce tractor pulls or something. Like, what makes her so fascinating that we have to watch a TV show about her, I guess? To me, she's already peaked. I could be wrong. She is supposed to be very likable, in fairness. On these podcasts, you know, I guess people think she's got a cute personality, and great. I still don't know how that translates to sustainable fame. Maybe I'm wrong, but we'll see. Anyway, the reason I bring it up, folks, is we have obtained a sneak preview. Apparently, they're moving fast. They've already got episodes shot. They're doing clips, the previews. We have obtained one here at Nightlight tonight that we will play for you in about 10 minutes. So you won't want to miss that, because if you're wondering how they make a reality show out of this, we will answer that question. We have the preview, and it's great stuff. You're not going to want to miss this. This is, we're debuting this exclusively on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba in 9 minutes and counting. Hold on. 59. 8 minutes. 8 minutes and counting, folks, to the Haktua reality show tease. We've got it here for you tonight. So I'm glad you're with me. If nothing else, to hear this. We also have two outstanding guests tonight. You know who they are, Conrad?
Of course.
Lisa Hale. Lisa covers Northeast Wisconsin News for Civic Media, and she is launching a new show called New Wisco Weekend. And that's exciting. It's going to be on Sunday morning at 11. Lisa's great. She's been on the show before. She's a big TV watcher, so that means I'm a fan. And Lisa will drop by here at 7:35, and we'll talk about her new show. It's going to be kind of a news roundup for Northeast Wisconsin, focusing right here in our backyard, which I think is really cool. And Lisa's a lot of fun to talk to. Also, it is Friday night, and you know what that means. Our favorite Friday friend, Terry Barr, will be here at 8:35, bringing some fantastic new music, as she always does. That last band she brought, Tuck Smith and the Restless Hearts.
Yeah.
Great stuff. I commute here to the studio three of the nights this week. I listened to The Long Way Down, I think it's called. Great song, and love that band. So I found a lot of new music through Terry. So she'll be along at 8:35, and she's always so much fun to talk to. Other big news today, Alec Baldwin, Conrad.
Yeah.
What did we find out about Alec Baldwin today?
Well, it was dismissed.
Yeah, how about that?
With what was the movie called again? Rust?
Rust, yeah. And it's not his fault. I mean, that I know that there are people that are going to say conspiracy and whatever, but the guy, I mean, he did it. Maybe there's some sort of charge that goes with that, but come on, some of those charges were like he tried to do it or something. Also tonight, I thought this was funny. I saw this. So there's your Hollywood breaking news right there. Alec Baldwin case thrown out. Recently on Ranker.com, Todd Michaels, who was on the show the other night and produces Mino and the Mayor, does a great job, showed me this article list, whatever you want to call it, where someone at Ranker.com said, I'd feel more secure voting for a cartoon character for president than Donald Trump or Joe Biden. All right, that's an exaggeration. Ha ha, I get it. But a lot of people are having fun with this, the fact that they're both so old. And here are the cartoons, the top 20, that people want to be president. Number one, Batman. Number two, Lisa Simpson. Yeah. Number 3, Superman. Number 4, Spider-Man. Number 5, Velma Dinkley from Scooby-Doo. Why Velma?
If she loses her glasses, it's over.
Exactly. How are you going to... I mean, I like Velma. She's level-headed, but why Velma? That's so weird. And Papa Smurf? Come on. Optimus Prime is number 7. Bugs Bunny. I love that because at least Bugs would make us laugh. And number 9 is Snoopy. Number 10 is Scooby-Doo. So the dog's bringing up the rear. If you want a canine president, it's most likely not going to happen. I would vote on this list. I don't know. Cartoon president. That's a tough one. I'm going to ruminate on this.
I got a good one.
Lay it on me.
Tom and Jerry. Okay.
Co-presidents?
You know, the mom or the owner of Tom.
Tom's owner?
They're always scared of her. She Joe? Always whoops them back into shape.
Nice.
I'm voting for her. Don't know her name, but.
All right. How about Foghorn Leghorn?
Elmer Fudd, too.
Elmer Fudd? No, Elmer Fudd's kind of got that. We'll have to think about this. I don't want Fred from Scooby-Doo. He's like a little too, I think we've had that guy before. Maybe the scientist from The Simpsons, the guy that's always going, why? Or Principal Skinner. Might be good.
Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew. All right, so that's our question tonight. We're going to have some fun here with animation. What cartoon character would you want to be president? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What cartoon character would you want to be president? Think outside the box, folks. We just gave you some clues. You're welcome to pick one of those or think outside the box. And give us someone, throw a curveball at us, someone we haven't considered. We still got 4 months before the election. It could happen. Although maybe, cartoons take a long time.
Actually, Stewie Griffin.
Oh, my God. Yeah, except he only talks. Only the audience can hear Stewie, yeah. Right?
And Brian, so Brian can be the translator.
Oh, I love Brian. Peter. Yeah, Brian would be great. I love Brian the dog. This is another funny thing I saw. It's on this day in 1976, Family Feud hit the airwaves. So that's not a huge deal. There are more popular game shows, but I always liked The Feud because it was something I could watch and feel like I wasn't a complete idiot because a lot of times I would get the right answers. But I found some clips that I'm going to share at some point during the show, and Richard Dawson was the host of that. I cannot believe some of the stuff he got away with. He used to kiss all the girls on the lips when he would welcome the shows. And it was like a smack. It wasn't a peck. It was really unsettling. I mean, he just did it. It was never questioned. This gross old guy leaning over and smacking away at your wife or daughter or whatever, just because you were on his game show. So anyway, it got me looking at YouTube like I do often late at night. We found some really funny clips, some really bad answers on the Family Feud. We're going to play that at some point. But coming up next on Nightlight, this is a world premiere, folks. We have a sneak peek at the Hawktua Girls reality show. You are not going to want to miss this, I promise you. If you miss it or you don't like it, I will give you your money back. Yes, it's free to listen to Nightlight, but that's just a hollow guarantee I make. So we'll be right back with the Hawktua Girls reality show sneak preview. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade. And if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Get up, all. I want to drive them on. When you're feeling blue, I'm thinking just of you.
So, Aunt Carla, one of the first to check in tonight and answer our question, which is, what cartoon character do you think would make the best president? We got the idea when Todd Michaels sent out a sheet he sends out sometimes with some fun tidbits and facts on it. From Ranker.com, what cartoon character do you think would make the best president? We do have an election right around the corner, folks. Aunt Carla says, well, Aunt Carla is saying Boston Jim says President Wren and Vice President Stimpy. I can't endorse that because I never really watched Ren and Stimpy. They were huge for a while. People went nuts for Ren and Stimpy. They were kind of flash in the pan, though, I think, but that's a good one, Aunt Carla. I would not have, and Boston Jim. I would not have thought of that. Tom in New Berlin says Felix the Cat. Nice. Retro. How about Sylvester the Cat? Just to hear his press conferences would be great. Everyone in the press corps would be trying to get him to say suffer and succotash, though. Tom from New Berlin says, was watching it yesterday, thought the same thing. It was creepy. Tom, you were watching Family Feud yesterday, like the old reruns? What are the odds of that? And yeah, it is creepy. And apparently towards the end of Richard Dawson's tenure as the host of Family Feud, he would throw a few back before the show. So we should all feel grateful, as should the women, that he stopped kissing. Because I think he was starting to slur his words and get a little carried away as the show went on. He would, like, mumble. I think it was my buddy Mike Toomey did a great joke. Survey says! Like, he got survey says, but you couldn't hear anything else. Anna from the 608 says, hi, Pete and Conrad. I would like to see Mr. Magoo as president. Well, who wouldn't, Anna? He looks distinguished anyway. That's a good one, Mr. Magoo. I could roll with Mr. Magoo as the commander-in-chief. And then Tom from Berlin says, oh, clarifying. And I was in my teenage years and remember watching the show. I love the show because the questions aren't crazy like Jeopardy. Like sometimes I can watch Jeopardy and go, I'm pretty smart. Otherwise, other times I watch Jeopardy, I'm like, I'm a complete idiot. But Family Feud was not like that. It was sort of the everyman's game show. 100 people surveyed, top answers on the board. That simple. Great concept. Wish I would have thought of it. But I was like two. So keep those texts coming, folks. You're welcome to comment, as you know, on anything we're talking about. I love the Family Feud comments. Also, who do you think, what cartoon do you think would make, cartoon character do you think would make a great president? Okay, so as promised, this is crazy, but every once in a while on Nightlight, I get access to something just because of all my connections in the entertainment industry. And I don't have a ton, but I have a few and they're solid. We had my interview with Taylor Swift a couple months ago. Remember that one, Conrad?
Of course.
Yeah. What do you remember about that?
I remember that she was young.
Yeah, correct. And then we had the Travis Kelce sideline talk with Andy Reid. We obtained that. That was great. And tonight, this is very exciting. We have a sneak preview. As everyone has probably heard now, the Hawk Tua girl is very popular. She made one gesture and said, Hawk Tua on that thing, relating to how she takes care of her boyfriend. Yeah, it was a little risque, but it was barely English, so it feels okay to say on the radio. But now the world has gone bananas because a cute girl said something and everybody wants to watch it, and now the representatives and the influencers are getting a hold of her to make a reality show out of one thing she said at a rodeo or tractor pull or whatever it was. And she's going to do stand-up comedy. She's got merch coming out, apparently. But the reality show is the big thing because TMZ promoted this recently. They said there are rumors. Well, here at Nightlight tonight, folks. It's a good thing you're here because we can confirm these are more than just rumors. They've already shot some episodes, and we've obtained an audio clip of a sneak preview of what this season, just to give you a taste of what the Hawk to a Girls reality show will look like. Conrad, let's roll it.
This week on Hawk to a the Top.
What's the matter, bruh? Everything okay with Haley?
I'm wondering if there's someone else. I mean, she told me she'd never Hawk to a on another thing, and that mine was the best.
Bruh, they always say that. But now she's famous, I might want to date famous guys. With famous things.
Chad wants to put a ring on it, but Haley reminds him who calls the shots.
Where have you been?
I was hanging with the Kardashians. What's your problem?
You know I don't like them skanks.
Will you chill? We were just making a sex tape. God.
You've changed. I mean, you never Hawk to on my thing anymore. Then you want me to sign a prenup after I made all that Hawk to a merch.
You think screen printing merch makes you special? I'm the brains behind Hawk to. Can you even begin to comprehend how much pressure is on me? How hard it is to get an entire season of television out of a foreplay technique?
Whatever. You ain't Hawk to it on my thing in weeks. And last time you did it, you barely even to it.
And things get complicated when Haley meets a new love.
You're dating Tua Tagalovian? You're giving the Hawk to it a Tua?
Oh my God, grow up.
Don't miss the next episode of Hawk to a the Top. When the Hawk to a Girl and Tua get Tugavalovian.
Hawk to.
That's one to see.
It's on my list.
I'm not a reality show guy. And great that Todd Michaels got another gig.
Right.
But that sounds like a good show. I don't know. It sounds insightful. There's some drama. She just seems like a girl trying to make it in this world. And poor Chad, you know, what's he supposed to do? He's dating this girl. She becomes famous. Now she's hanging with the Kardashians and dating NFL quarterbacks like how do you say his last name?
Tagovailoa.
I don't think Chad said it right.
Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa. So, you know, that's how fame does change people, folks. And Haley Welch is her real name, but that just, she's no different. So God bless her. I hope things go well for her. It sounds like a good show. Maybe we'll play it again in the second hour just to see what people think. I don't know, but you're welcome to weigh in on the Hawk to a Girls reality show. I think it's, what was it called? Hawk to a the Top?
Hawk to a the Top.
She's going to hawk to a her way to the top. So good stuff. And a tip of my hat to the Nightlight journalist that got their hands on that that piece of tape, because that's invaluable. People won't see that until it comes out on, but we gave him a sneak peek here on Nightlight tonight. Tom says, I'm sorry, that's not Tom. That's an old text I was about to read. Tom says, what does the term mean? And then he quickly says, sorry, got it. He figured out. Tom says, what's wrong with lotions? Well, Tom, listen, I'm no expert, but I think that would indicate, you know, you don't have a girlfriend or you're a stag. You know, you're going solo. This guy's dating Haley. And she's got, he's bringing other stuff to the party. All right, fun stuff. When we come back, Lisa Hale will be here. She is the host of a new show here on Civic Media that drops Sunday at 11 a.m. called New Wisco Weekend, with an emphasis on Northeast Wisconsin. We're going to talk to Lisa next. She also covers news for Northeast Wisconsin and does a great job. Great to have you with me wherever you're joining us from tonight in Wisconsin. Drop us a text. Let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. Terry Barr here at 8:35 and lots more Family Feud fun. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This is a special report from ABC News. Alec Baldwin case dismissed. I'm Chuck Sievertson. A sudden, surprising, complete dismissal of the manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin in Santa Fe, New Mexico. This is in the fatal shooting of the head camera operator on the set of the movie Rust in 2021. The judge's ruling means the case cannot be tried again. The judge sent the jury home while she heard and considered a defense request for dismissal. One prosecutor resigned. Another took the stand to testify. Judge Mary Marlowe Summers says she would not declare a mistrial.
The sanction of dismissal is the only warranted remedy. The jury has been sworn, jeopardy has attached, and a mistrial would not be based upon manifest necessity.
And of the prosecution?
Despite their repeated representations, they have continued to fail to disclose critical evidence to the defendant.
Attorney for the husband of the shooting victim, Helena Hutchins, says they look forward to a civil trial to hold Baldwin accountable. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors are considering homicide charges against four Milwaukee hotel security guards. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Milwaukee police have referred charges to the district attorney's office for four people involved in the death of Devontae Mitchell June 30th. Mitchell allegedly locked himself in a bathroom and was restrained by hotel security guards on the pavement, with video footage showing those guards holding his arms and legs. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office says they're waiting for toxicology reports before making a decision on charges. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee starts on Monday. Wisconsin Party Chair Brian Schimming says the party is united behind Donald Trump and feeling confident. Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week, over the air, and online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors are considering homicide charges against four Milwaukee hotel security guards. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Milwaukee police have referred charges to the district attorney's office for four people involved in the death of Devontae Mitchell June 30th. Mitchell allegedly locked himself in a bathroom and was restrained by hotel security guards on the pavement, with video footage showing those guards holding his arms and legs. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office says they're waiting for toxicology reports before making a decision on charges. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee starts on Monday. Wisconsin Party Chair Brian Schimming says the party is united behind Donald Trump and feeling confident. Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week, over the air, and online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with a low only in the upper 60s. For the weekend, partly sunny, a few storms, some could be strong, hot and humid with highs upper 80s to 90. After another warm day Monday and a chance of storms, temperatures cool considerably, 70s for highs for the rest of next week. We're sitting at 84 degrees
right now. Covering all the
news
that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM WLCX, and on the Civic Media app.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we're live from Wisconsin Media Row at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee along with Trigvi Olsen. You don't want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't have 20/20 vision, even in hindsight, Pete Schwabba.
There's a family outside the window attacking their gelato. I gotta try this stuff. Hey, welcome back. This is exciting. Some big things happening here on Nightlight tonight. We are talking about Family Feud. It dropped on this day in 1976 and all the weird behavior by the host to Richard... Well, at least Richard Dawson was giving smooches, like wet smooches to all the female guests. It's so weird. But we have some really funny clips coming up that we'll play in the 8 o'clock hour from Family Feud. Just people. You know what, Conrad? You know what I was going to do? I was going to edit some stuff in, like when people give an answer. Remember, we talked about this, and I was going to have you dub in my voice saying, "You idiot!" Like I was in the audience. That would not have made these clips funnier. These people get the wrong answers, and it's hilarious. So we'll play some of those clips in the 8 o'clock hour right now. And Terry Barr comes by at 8:35 to share some fantastic music with us and some news about the Blues Hall of Fame here in Wisconsin, which I think will be exciting. But right now, Civic Media is launching a new show this Sunday at 11 a.m. called New Wisco Weekend. And I cannot think of a better person to host it than Lisa Hale, who covers Northeast Wisconsin news for Civic Media and does a bang-up job, and she will host the show, too, to keep us informed on the weekend so we don't get rusty over the weekend with what's going on. Lisa joins us now on the stream. Lisa, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
I'm glad to hear that. You are now a host. How are you going to adapt to that title?
Well, the good thing is the way we've kind of formatted the show is it's not so much a personality host as I am a host that intros things, so I don't have to like really think.
Wow, you are going into this with a great attitude, I must say.
No,
Pete, I don't really have to try. That's what I like about the
game.
That's
not so much that I don't have to try. It's just if I was given my druthers, and this is something you don't know about me, Pete. Okay. But if I was given my druthers, I would probably have a show that is Auntie Lisa's Life Lessons, where people call in and ask advice.
I love that.
I mean, if I could ever do my perfect show, that would be it.
Well, there was a guy that put a firecracker in his head a few days ago and killed himself. Yeah, so he could have used some advice. Lesson. I would say so, to put it mildly. Hey, this is exciting, though. Are you excited for your show? Tell us a little bit about New Wisconsin Weekend.
I am extremely excited about this show. New Wisco Weekend is kind of like if your show and CBS Sunday Morning got together and had a radio baby, because it's you
I
know,
like that. Conrad, take a memo.
You've got, we've got interviews, we've got, feature stories. We've got some funny things, some serious things, and it all happens in a 1 hour little package.
Oh, I love that. So what are you going to focus on anything in particular, Lisa, or just any story of interest in Northeast Wisconsin?
Each week we'll have a quote unquote cover story, which is kind of where I'm going to be focusing my attention that week. But it could be anything here in Northeast Wisconsin from, you know, we're going to focus on EAA next week. And then in 2 weeks, it might be something like hunger Northeast Wisconsin.
That's a little out. Boy. Yeah.
I'm so used to saying Northeast and then followed by one of those states. So, but you know, we might be looking at hunger, or we might be looking at homelessness, or we might be looking at something funny or fun, like the entertainment venues, like Crossroads that's coming up. So you never know what we're going to hit on.
Hear me out. This weekend, okay, on New Wisco Weekend, it's a chance to see Pete Schwabba in water shoes. Think about it.
Do we really want to see that on the radio?
Better than flip-flops. have you thought about the title New Disco Weekend?
I thought about that title, and then I realized how much rhythm I have, which is zero. So, yeah, that's not happening.
Appreciate your honesty.
Even in common time, you know, 4/4 common time, the disco beat. No.
Wow, you are.
You don't want to see it.
That's hilarious. And you know what? You're a movie buff.
I am.
Okay. I just the other night, and I almost talked about this with Matt Miller. I don't know what possessed me to do this, but I watched the movie Saturday Night Fever about 5 nights ago.
Oh my gosh.
I had never seen it all the way through. I think I probably have seen it all the way through like 25, 30 years ago. But have you ever seen it?
I have. It's been a couple years. I remember a couple of things specifically hit me about it. Number one, it wasn't the lighthearted movie that you would think it would
be.
Number two, I will always remember the scene where she hands him or holds out her hand and it's covered with prophylactics.
Right.
And for some reason, I guess I was just at that age when I saw it that I was like, oh my gosh, that's so dirty.
Well, dirty, yeah, maybe back then. But also, if you're a guy, I'm like, wow, I can count on no hands the amount of time a girl came up to me and said, hey, how about this? You know,
how about this? Yeah,
I don't think of. So what are your favorite? Is there anything in particular on New Wisco Weekend that you are excited to cover? Are you going to let the stories come to you? Are there issues that are heartfelt to you?
There are a lot of issues that I really connect with, and I think hunger is one of them. I think homelessness is another, and we do have that problem here in New Wisco. But I'm going to let the stories come to me. I'm going to be chasing some stories, yes, but sure. I'm kind of letting to see how our actual area is going to be falling into this. So it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I've got a lot of things I want to do. It's just whether or not I get to them right away, you know, but I've got so many things that I want to do. And I'm so excited about all of our contributors. Now you're a contributor.
Yeah.
We got some a segment from you on this week's show, which I was so thrilled to have, looking at Door County's theater.
Yeah.
The Peninsula Players. And then, you know, we've got Amanda Nimmer, who is doing a feature that is just to die for. She is like, it's hard to describe it, but she is our less snarky female Andy Rooney. I mean, she's just got that delivery, and I'm so excited about her segment. Terry Barr is involved in it. She's bringing us a music segment and is doing some feature stories. So it's a really exciting show, and I'm very happy to be a part of it.
I would argue that Amanda is not as snarky as Andy Rooney. I think she can give you some serious attitude in a good way.
She can. I just don't think that this particular feature is snarky.
Okay, so. Fair enough. Lisa Hale.
She can be. Oh, she can be sassy, honey.
In a good way.
In a good way.
Lisa Hale is my guest here on Nightlight right now. She covers Northeast Wisconsin for Civic Media, and you can catch her new show, New Wisco Weekend, that drops Sunday morning at 11 a.m. That's a great... Is that right after Lou Regani?
You're asking the wrong person.
Okay.
I wish I had an answer for you.
I love that kind of weekend programming, and I think it's a great... Have you hosted before, Lisa? Have you hosted other than reading the news?
I have hosted. I've hosted shows very similar to this, only different before in Louisiana and in here in Wisconsin when I worked in Ripon. I put together these, what I would call public affairs shows.
Okay.
But this is so much more. This is so much like a magazine. It's more than a public affairs show. It is a magazine, and I'm really looking forward to
That's really cool. So who can we expect? You talked about me and the story we did here on Peninsula Players, which is a great operation in Door County, and Terry Barr with some new music. What else are you going to showcase this weekend?
Our first show is the Flukies. I don't know if you know who they are.
No.
Peter and Trish Flukey, they are a couple that likes to bicycle. Now you say, oh, well, that's kind of boring. But no. They got on their bikes and rode from Green Bay all the way up to New York City.
What?
And so we've got a conversation with them.
Was their car broken or what?
No, this is something they like to do. Fair so enough. I'm like, more power to you.
That's exciting.
I couldn't walk from here to the station, much less ride a bike, you know, thousands of miles. So
I love stories like that. That's a great, you know, in fact, Lisa, I'm the kind of guy that, like, when I hear about a couple that rides their bikes from here to New York, I wish I was that couple. But when it came right down to doing it, I'm glad I'm not that couple because I would never do that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It makes perfect sense.
So absolutely. That's the cover story. All right. And then you've got the Peninsula Players. And what else are we looking at?
We've got an EAA preview, a preview story on EAA. Nice. It's not really an interview. It's me and Todd Michaels talking about what the show is to give an introduction into what it is. We have something called our WISS Truth Booth, which whenever we are out in public, you know, whether it was at Oshkosh Pride, whether it's at the fairs or whether it's just me at the farmer's market, I take my phone and I record people telling me their truths of the moment, whatever they're passionate about, what they're thinking about, whatever they're concerned about on that day, just their truth. So it's about a minute worth of them telling their story. So we'll have a truth booth. And then Terry Barr is going to feature Christian Love, who is one of the children of
one of the Beach Boys.
Yes.
Mike Love.
Nice. So we've got him on the show.
Very excited. Wow, that's a great first show.
It is. It's a pretty darn good first show. And second show is going to be based on EAA and stuff, so it's going to be great.
Okay. There's enough going on in here, I think, in this area, certainly, to fill a lot more time than that. So it sounds like you got your work cut out for you and what you choose to report on, which is kind of exciting.
That's just it. I sit there and I go, I have all of this I can do. What do I bring down into just, so yeah.
What, will you cover politics at all, Lisa?
I'm going to try to stay away from politics so much as they are politics.
Right.
Now, if it's an issue that is got a political lean, that's one thing. But it's not like I'm going to have candidates on to talk about their platforms or anything like that. Instead, it would be, this is the issue. Let's talk about this issue.
Got it.
Kind of thing.
Oh, that's great. Can you, do you mind if we segue to movies and TV a little bit?
Oh, most definitely. All right. Go right ahead.
And the last time you were here, we were starting to get into something and I can't remember. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're out of time. And that sounds like so much fun to talk about. And we were trying to figure out what that was today. Conrad, do you remember what it was?
We talked about so many things that night. I mean, we talked about Buffy. We talked about James Bond. We talked about Kevin Smith. We talked about a lot of stuff.
I unloaded a lot of personal problems on you. That wasn't fair. But so what is that true? You watch a James Bond film every week?
Every Friday night. Yep.
You and my husband. That's so great.
My husband and I and my son were trying to get him into it, but he'd much rather play video games or watch, you know, a John Wick movie than a James Bond movie. But every Friday we watch a James Bond movie. And tonight is Live and Let Die. Next week is The Man with the Golden Gun. So we're going in order from the first one with Sean Connery, Dr. No, all the way to the last.
Oh my gosh.
One, so.
How many are there? Are there like 50?
There are 27, I think, 26 or 27. So, you know, we've got about a half year's worth of films to watch.
Who is your favorite Bond?
You know, a lot of people are going to think that my favorite would be one of the more modern Bonds. But no, my favorite is Roger Moore. Always has been.
You know,
he was my first Bond. So,
he was underrated, but I liked him too. He had a very kind of calm, but cool, kind of handsome thing going on. I liked Roger Moore too. And I don't think he gets mentioned as one of the best Bonds very often, but I'm with you.
I think, you know how it is with your first Doctor, like Doctor Who, you remember your first one. And it's that way with Bond too. You remember your first Bond. So while I did watch Sean Connery, my first Bond was
That's
Roger
awesome.
Moore.
All right. We're going to have more movie talk coming up with the host of New Wisconsin Weekend, which you can hear this Sunday at 11 a.m. Lisa Hale will be right back with more Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Carry on this week.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Eagle 1490 AM.
This is we're about to make radio history here, folks. I don't think this has ever happened in the history of broadcasting. Once again, first we broke the Hawk Tua girl's reality snippet, a sneak peek at her, and now. Our question tonight is, what cartoon character would make the best president? We have two Simpsons characters in back-to-back texts. Joe from the 715 says, I think that Lisa Simpson would be a great president. She's not old enough. And then Bridget from the 818 says, that's easy, Homer Simpson. That's a heck of a ticket. And I would probably pick Lisa over Homer, even though she's eight years
most
older.
Definitely. Most definitely. I think once Lisa Simpson grows up, she'd make a great president.
It's done. Yeah, absolutely. Great texts, Joe and Bridget. Thank you. I agree with you, Lisa. I think that's hilarious. So were you a fan of The Simpsons?
I watched them. Okay. I wouldn't call myself a fan, but okay. I watched them. Does that make sense?
Sure.
It's kind of like Beavis and Butthead. I wasn't a fan, but I watched it and giggled. So,
you know, I watched Beavis and Butthead a little bit, but I never laughed at Beavis and Butthead as hard as I watched at I laughed when I watched the Saturday Night Live skit with Ryan Gosling and Mikey Day.
I know.
And
right?
Tiffany, I can't think of the girl's name. Vicky Gardner, Tiffany Gardner, something. Anyway.
Oh,
very funny stuff.
It was very funny.
So have you seen any of the blockbuster movies this summer, Lisa? Any of the summer box office films?
Actually, no. Okay. I'm one of these that, you know, even though I love going to the theater and seeing it on the big screen, I also really love my couch and my recliner. And
it's too hard to sneak those into the theater. It's not like sneaking a beer
in.
Yeah, it
really is. And you know, you can't pause the theater so you could go to the potty and get yourself a snack and come back and pick up the movie. So,
right. You know. Don't you think that can be distracting? If you're a little OCD like I am, I'll sit down and watch something. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I should get a paper towel in case I have to blow my nose. Oh, wait, I need a water just in case. I better go to the bathroom. You know, in the movie, it's like once they start, you're locked in. I kind of like that pressure.
If I've got to pause it, let me be able to pause it person. Okay. So,
all right. Are you binge watching anything, Lisa? What any shows?
I started a new show that I'm binge watching now. We just plowed into it last night. I mean, I just started this.
Wow.
I found it on MGM Plus and it's called From.
Oh, I've heard of
it. It has two seasons so far. I think a third one is fixing to come out, but it is so, it's kind of a horror show in that this family is driving and they get stuck in this town and they can't leave this town. Anytime they try to leave, it just comes back into a circle and this entire village is stuck there. But at night, these like monsters come out of the forest and terrorize them. And it's I'm wanting to see where this goes. Normally, I give a show three. I have a rule of threes.
Okay.
If I'm trying a new show, I watch three episodes. If in three episodes I say, then I don't continue. If I'm going, wait a minute, there's something here, I kind of like this, then I do continue. So I give
That's
everything
pretty good
three
system.
Episodes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've heard of that. Where MGM Plus, I don't have MGM Plus. I don't know that I've heard of MGM Plus. Is that a its own thing, or can you see the shows on other platforms?
I don't know. I looked it up. My husband mentioned it to me. You know, he's like, I want to see from.
Yeah.
And I found that it was on MGM Plus. So I went ahead and got the app. I have like a Google TV and I got the app and got it all set up. I think you can probably find it through Prime as well. But again, you might have to subscribe to MGM Plus to get it. But I'm telling you, it's really very interesting. It's got a Stephen King kind of vibe without the Stephen King. You know how everything's Maine for Stephen King. So it's got the Stephen King vibe of this is really weird. What the heck is happening without having the Stephen King aura? Does that make sense?
It does. Very well said. I look forward to more of that on New Wisco Weekend, which drops
and
Sunday.
We'll
you like how I
that.
Did that?
I do. I'm very proud of you.
Lisa Hale is the host of a new show here on Civic Media at 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings. You can catch it. It's called New Wisco Weekend. All things local. It's a magazine show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Lisa also covers Northeast Wisconsin for Civic Media, Green Bay, here at WGBW and WISS. Are you going to cover the Hawk Tua girl at all?
Probably not.
Okay. Because she has no Wisconsin connection, or just because it's weird?
number one, she has no Wisconsin connection.
Right.
But number two, she just reminds me of so many girls from Louisiana, because that is exactly how they would describe that. It's a Hawk Tua. I mean, when I heard that, I knew exactly what she was talking about.
I got to be honest, the Hawk threw me a little bit. I thought, get her a neti pot and clear that up.
I've heard that so it's something that guys do. They make that noise.
Yeah, it's gross.
And it's disgusting.
Yeah.
But I knew exactly what she meant.
All right, fair enough. I mean, when I played sports, I would hawk to it, but just on the ground. I didn't want to be any part of what she was talking about. Lisa, before we let you go, do you have a favorite summer drink? You live in Oshkosh, right?
I do live in Oshkosh.
I always say, is there a better place than Wisconsin in the summer or fall for that matter? But we're in summer.
There's not.
And Oshkosh is a great summer town.
Do you know that this weekend alone, there's the largest Christian music fest happening, and that's Life Fest in Oshkosh.
Okay.
There's the largest outdoor grass volleyball tournament in the country happening in Oshkosh at Brighton Acres this weekend. There's just so much that happens here in Oshkosh. And of course, you know, in a couple of weeks, we have the largest fly-in in the world. Oshkosh, I think, is a very underrated city in Wisconsin.
I totally agree. You hear all about Appleton and the Fox Valley, which is great. And maybe Oshkosh is technically part of that. But my wife went to school in Oshkosh and my mother-in-law is from there. And I spent a fair amount of time there in my early 20s. And it's got a great old kind of feel to it. It's just a great city. We have to run, but I really wish you luck with the show and let us know
thank
how we can
so
help.
Much.
It's going to be so much fun. And Lisa Hale, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much, Pete. You have a great night.
All right. Enjoy your Bond film.
I will.
I know you will. That's Lisa Hale. Check out her new show, New Wisco Weekend, which drops a Sunday morning at 11 a.m. here on Civic Media on WGBW and WISS, and check out Lisa's work covering the news for Northeast Wisconsin. She does a great job. When we come back, we're going to talk more Family Feud. We have some really, really funny clips. But first, we have award-winning news coming your way next. Thank you to Civic Media. Pete Schwabba, Nightlight, Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday on Up North News Radio, we'll preview the start of the Republican convention, and the League of Women Voters will give us their take on those constitutional referendums.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding.
We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.